Is this recording?
I don't know. Yeah.
Did you hit record?
Did you hit record?
Yeah, I pressed record.
Oh, right. somebody. I know you didn't get up. Yeah, I know that's usually my job. But
yeah,
I usually push the goddamn button, but I didn't do it this time.
It was me.
Alright. Great work, baby.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hola, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area. Yeah.
Why you just go down?
That makes sense.
I am Shaquoia D.
Sher Breezington.
Damani.
And if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be music, movies, anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we like to bring you guys in on them. In the meantime, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And also, if you want to catch this podcast early and live, we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance. You should join our Patreon. If you want to be a part of the conversation, for the low price of $3 a month, you will get access to this podcast live and early, as well as our food review show.
Who made this? I was thinking about something.
And other behind the scenes content that we are working on. For those who are back again watching us, welcome back. Hope you have already liked, shared, and subscribed. And for those who have already subscribed to our Patreon, we thank you. We appreciate you. And the Patreon allows us to create more and higher quality content for you guys more frequently. We just want to grow with you guys. So definitely check out our Patreon. But what's up, y'all? How y'all feeling today?
I'm good. I think I'm well rested. I'm hungry, but I'm not hungry.
You're hungry? Like, you're a little bit hungry, but you're not like...
I was starving. Now I drank some water.
Oh.
Now I'm not hungry. I just know I'm hungry.
Oh, okay. You just know you need to eat something. That makes sense. What about you?
I'm good. I definitely took a nap that was longer than I was supposed to, but it was fine. It didn't even feel like I slept for as long as I did, but I'm good.
Just glad you was up when we came back inside.
Yeah. Me too.
So,
what? I didn't even hear you leave.
Really?
I didn't hear nothing.
Oh, you were asleep when he left?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What time did you leave?
Talking about when I went to in the back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was still recording.
I thought you was talking about when you went to the park.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
Yeah, no, I wasn't asleep that long.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a 20. I had set an alarm and a timer.
Mm.
So I was like, all right, I set the alarm for this time. And I was like, I'm going to put it two minutes out. So I was like, all right, if I miss the first one 2 minutes later, all right, I get it. Cool. I don't remember turning off either one.
Welcome.
I was like, I turned on both of these?
Good sleep.
That was me this morning. Well, I remember turning off my alarms this morning. I was supposed to wake up at 5:45. I woke up at 7 o'clock.
I'm going to wake up at 6. But I ain't going to sleep till 1:30, baby.
We went to sleep probably like almost 1. Yeah, so... Yeah, I did. I didn't wake up at 5:45. He was up. You was up at 5, though. You got up on time.
Yeah, I got up to use the bathroom, and I seen the lights.
Yeah. That's all it is. I always be like
somebody did it.
It wasn't me.
I almost didn't. I had sat down in the bed, and then let me just lean over. And then something made me was like, get up. All right. God. Hey, man.
Get up. Yeah.
It was subtle. It wasn't screaming. It was like, get up.
It was probably yelling at you.
Get up!
That's how I'm going to start waking you up now. No, I'm not. Never mind. He's going to be upset. But yeah, I did not wake up on time. But I got some good sleep, though. I definitely got some good sleep. And I did my morning pages, and then I came up here to record. So
y'all record fast.
It's been years of practice. It used to take me weeks for me to like record and like feel like a song is done, but now like the more I'm learning my voice and stuff like that, And the more I'm recording, is I can get a song done now, like within an hour to 2 hours. And that's just because I be figuring out the background vocals on the spot for the most part. So,
yeah, I mean, I've been recording pretty much my whole life.
With knee high to Kirk.
So typically when I go in, if I don't practice it ahead of time, like, it'll just be, I'll know which take that I probably like the best, but I'm doing extras just to see if I can do it better. And I'm all right, listen. Or now that I got it, we just experiment and just gotta keep moving.
Let me tell you about doing extras to see if you could, like, get it better. So that was me this morning. I finished the whole song, and then I was like, I still sound a little sleepy on this first verse. Like, let me see if I could. Yeah. I tried to go back and do it. The feeling wasn't the same. I was like, I'm about to mess this up. What was the take I had? I recorded like 5 more takes, and I was like, nah, I should have just left this how it was. So I had to go back. But
yeah. It's like that. And then sometimes I'll go back and see if I can do it again, and then I start messing up on a completely different spot. And I'm like, did it? All right, cool. I can at least get to the... Did it? Why am I messing up on a new spot? Right. I just got this 5 times in a row. And then that, usually that's when that's the signal for me to
stop.
Yeah, because if I start getting frustrated, then every take sound angry. And that's not what I intended. This is a love song. Why am I yelling at you like this?
It's like, I love you.
I'm always gonna love you. Well, hold on. Relax.
But I mean, you don't be taking that much. I don't feel like you take that much longer.
It depends. I'm a lot faster than I was. It just depends. A lot of times just depend on the song. Mm. And on this, I've been going through the motions these past like week and a half. So like the background vocals, usually I just be going. I got the lead is for, okay, I know what I'm talking about. I know where we at, got some structure. The background vocals or ad-libs, whatever, is for me to have fun. I might say the exact same thing, but say it in a different way. It's just like, this is where I can have fun.
Yeah.
But my mind hasn't been in a have fun mode. My mind has been in a, I think you should go to sleep mode. But, like, every time I go to record.
But you also be recording late.
I do.
Yeah.
Because I be take the naps. The midday nap is supposed to catapult me to... But I'll be having energy.
But you don't even take midday naps.
Half the time,
these
you don't.
These last couple weeks, I haven't been.
Yeah, of course you're not going. You haven't slept all day.
Right.
And then you're like, all right, I need you to get the magic out. It's like, magic? I haven't rested.
Magic? Right. You said mattress?
But even if you took like a short nap, like closer to when you record, that might help too.
My voice. I need my voice to wake up.
Yeah, I don't mean like right before, but you could take it closer to your recording times.
Yeah. So, I like how my voice sound when I first wake up.
I'll be able to hit them low notes. I'll be in there sounding like Barry White. That was definitely Luther Vandross. But y'all get the picture.
Sound like a man.
I don't be sounding like a man.
Oh,
I'll be able to hit the tenor voice. I'll be able to hit the tenor notes, okay?
She be like, I like the way you work it.
I like the
back it up.
But the songs I've been recording now too, I realized because I'm not recording them as high, I'll be able to sing these for a long time at this, like, the octave that I'm recording them in.
Right, me too. I just be talking. And then when I wake up, my voice be too, it be too low. But sometimes my voice be too high. So I like to take a nap earlier in the day. And then before I record, I shower. So the shower, it resets everything.
Oh, so that don't matter.
You know, gotta warm up the vocal cords, relax the vocal cords in the body so I can just, I'm clean.
Hit a couple. It's in the shower.
Oh, and I'll be doing that when I'll be in here.
Well, I'll be doing that. I do too, especially when I record when I first wake up. Yeah, I'll be having to wake up my voice. Right. But sometimes the sleepy voice is needed.
Yeah, it works in my favor a lot of times. Well, at least with some of the... When I first wake up, I don't think... Like, when it comes to my singing, I don't stress about it as much when I first wake up. Like, I'm not, like, mad self-conscious or whatever. So I just go in and I'm doing stuff. And I'm like, oh, I like that. That was unexpected. Can I do it again?
Mm-hmm.
We can do it again. As opposed to if it's the middle of the day, I'm like, ah, I know there's a note I'm supposed to hit, but I don't really... I'm thinking more. I don't know where it's at. Where is it? Is it a C? Is it high or low? Is it?
A lot of time when I be singing, I start up here. So all my backgrounds, any singing that's from here,
mm-hmm.
it start up here. And then after I listen to it, I'm like, all right, I ain't bringing it down.
I was doing too much Maxwell. too much Maxwell. Let's get some Joe. Let's get some
some Tyrese in there.
Let's bring it on. That
some but yeah, I don't know. My recording's been going well lately, but I've also been making sure I'm practicing before I like come in to record it. But that's also because we've been making the beats. This has actually been helping because we've been making our own beats lately. I've been practicing while I'm like getting the spacing and timing for the elements. Mm-hmm. So it's been helping me to kind of learn the beat, but also still learn the song. And even during like the performance practices, when I'm practicing the song, it helps me to not, I guess, get stuck on the demo mode just because of the fact that if I perform this live, I want it to sound a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it gives me the space to play around with it a little bit more, like the lead vocal a little bit more. So then when I come record it, that's like, all right, cool. Already, I liked how this sounded or I hated this.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple songs that I have to get to because I'll be walking around the house or just everyday life singing the song. And it'd be like, this is my... This song means so much to me at this moment. But I'll be like, nah, you gotta record. Like, you have to wait to record before you can actually just walk around singing it. Because the recording needs the feeling.
Yeah.
That's why I said I can't do it if I perform it first. I can't double back and try and... Because I give a different level of energy for my performances than I do my recordings. I've been trying to put this a similar amount of energy, but naturally when you're recording, I can stop.
It'd be other people's energy.
You know what I'm saying? Other people's energy, but in the middle of it, I can stop. Like, if I was like, you know what? I'm going to punch in real quick. I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to finish it. Like, in performing, I had to give a certain level of energy, or I might go in a different direction just because I feel... Oh, y'all like the high? Let me keep it high. Y'all want the low? Let me keep it high. Let me get the growl in there. I'm not here.
I think what it does for me when I'm practicing it, like performance-wise, it helps me to know the song inside and out. And it's probably different because I'm singing it so versus me rapping it, but like it helps me to make sure that I know it. I know it so that if I want to pivot, I can pivot. Even if I want to do the recording different, I still have, like, I know it enough that I can. Mm-hmm. But also, it's not like I'm not practicing it for months at a time. I'm literally just, like, practicing. Right, yeah, like, it's earlier in the week, so I'm not locking myself into a particular way of singing it. It's just... I'm just playing around with the song so that I can learn the words so that when I record it, I don't have to read the words. I can just feel everything and put it into the song. So it's been helping me. I think it's different. It might be different because I'm singing and not rapping. But yeah, it just helps me to I don't know, because I'm playing around with the song. So like, it helps me to just make sure I really, really know it.
I got songs, I don't even know what they sound like.
Me too.
I just know, I know the name, and I know when I wrote it, when I finished it, I loved it. But to even be like, hey, I don't know what, I don't know how the song goes.
Me too. That's why I be recording it on my phone. Oh, yeah. I be listening back like, who, this is what, this what this sound like?
Yeah, I have to record it now, because, I mean, there's a few of them where once the beat comes on, I'm looking at it and it's like, natural, all right, this is how you would say it. But then there's sometimes where I may have hit a different pocket that I don't normally rap in or sing in, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I'm looking like, this don't rhyme with this. But did I say it? Did I say it? Did I say red or read? So if I said read, then this rhymes with, but nah, that don't make sense. Maybe it was red. Ah, I see what I did. And then I just have to go through there. Because otherwise, I'm going to forget.
Yeah, because
melodies just be.
Sometimes, for this song I recorded today, the whole second verse did not remember. I was looking at this thing. I was trying to sing it like the first verse. I listened to that recording. I was like, I would have never got this. Like, when did you come up with this? So, yeah, I feel that. But.
Yeah. And I think all of this is. I know it's music, but I think it's all. This talks to the leans to the importance of practice and stuff, like mm-hmm. being able to practice and knowing how to efficiently practice. Because you can be in there practicing, doing everything wrong, mm-hmm. like just not doing the right stuff. So like actually practicing how you play, or practicing how you perform, or actually doing the right things that you would actually do in practice. Like I heard there was a clip of Kobe. He was saying, oh, it might have been Good with the Rings talking about Kobe, and he was saying they were doing the Team USA game, and he said he was saying that he wanted during the practice he wanted them to actually foul him, like actually like real contact. He was like, nah, they're not gonna foul me like that. Like I need you to actually foul me so that I can practice what I'm gonna do. Mm-hmm. You trying to be nice and courteous, mm-hmm. thinking this is a warm up game. It's like, nah, I need you to practice exactly how. I need to show up, yeah. I need to play, so during game day, so yeah. What?
He been saying all week, practice how you play.
Now he's been saying how you do anything is how you do everything.
That's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Pretty much. But the idea of actually intentionally practicing and.
Oh, you just said that.
Yeah, I said that, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been saying
y'all saying how the same
you do anything
stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. How you do anything is how you do everything. Practice how you play. So,
practice what you preach.
That too.
Practice while you teach. Say nah, don't do that.
Is this recording?
I don't know. Yeah.
Did you hit record?
Yeah, I pressed record.
Oh, right. Somebody
hit. I know you didn't get it.
I didn't get it. I know that's usually my job. But
yeah, I pressed record.
I usually push the goddamn button, but I didn't do it this time.
It was me.
All right. Great work, baby.
But y'all made me lose my train of thought. Yes. But I think it's also, what was you about to say?
Awesome music. And I was gonna say practice what you preach. I was gonna go down. But go ahead.
I think it's also important to know what type of practice works for you. Because like what you was talking about practicing wrong, like some stuff that's gonna work for other people is not gonna work for you. Just like how studying is different for everybody, the way you take in information, the way that you practice is not the same. Like, I can do my stuff during our performance practice so that it can prepare me for the recording. Y'all might not necessarily, well, y'all basically just said y'all can't really do that because.
No, I could do performance practice. I'll be singing my songs all day.
Oh, you can't sing your songs all day and you can't do it during the performance practice because it's a different level of energy. So even just recognizing those things is very different in the approach of like, okay, I can't sing my song all day, but maybe I can sing it for this particular time so that I can go in here and be prepared for whatever, right. You know, like, or I can't practice it as a performance, but I could definitely go over my lyrics and practice, mm-hmm. you know, as if I'm recording and stuff like that. So it's just like, just figuring out what actually works for you, because I feel like a lot of times we be trying to just emulate what other people have done or what other people tell us we should do, and it's not conducive to our learning style or to our ways of practicing, just. Or even our schedule. That's just me.
Schedule.
Well, yeah, I learned part of that from just like
sports, from playing video games, just learning, like, the... There's things that you worry about before you practice that if you were to just practice, you would never worry about again. So, yeah, I mean, even it can come down to, like, even public speaking. Like, the reason why, and I learned this recently, the reason why a lot of people are nervous with public speaking is because you don't know what you're going to say. So, like, if you know what you're going to say, then it's a lot easier for you to go on stage and say I'm going to say whatever you want to do or be in the moment, because you know I'm going to say this point, and... Like, even if I get sidetracked, I know exactly where I'm at. As opposed to when you just go up there, we practice. Like, I know in high school or in school in general, I wasn't practicing my presentations that much. I would be doing this, so I was like, all right, cool. When I read the paper, I don't sound foolish. That was like, when I read these notes, I can, yes, this actually reminds me. So in case you wanted to look, these are my... My criteria, you know. You
refer to the PowerPoint. Yeah.
But it wasn't so that I wasn't practicing so that I can be up there, and even if somebody comes in, even if there's a shrieker that comes in and runs through the classroom or something crazy, that I can come. It was some wild stuff that happened. We had a shrieker in
I thought this was a game. Random thought.
Me too.
Well, it didn't happen in the classroom, but it was on football fields. We had streakers.
If it was in a classroom,
that'd be wild.
They would probably be on the child predator list after that.
Even for the student?
Wouldn't you just be a... Because, I mean, if you're a child, can you be on that?
I don't know. I was thinking an adult. I've been out of high school for a while now, guys.
Practicing, yeah. Anyway, if somebody randomly comes in and distracts you, you always know exactly where we're leaving off. You can jump right back in, just like that. You see, I didn't practice this at all, but you gotta be prepared for it.
Years of practice, and I have practice.
My bad.
But you feel a lot more comfortable when you practice things. You know, I used to hate that at least sports wise, like. In school, going to practice, it never felt like an actual game to me. It just felt like we was doing a bunch of side stuff that may eventually help, that may not help. Like, it didn't actually feel like we were actually doing something that was going to help me, specifically for basketball, that was going to help me become better at the sport of basketball. It was just, three-man weave. We ain't never actually doing a three-man. In a game, you're not going to actually, you're not going to do it when you're not dribbling. Like, this isn't... Somebody is dribbling.
The fundamentals.
Somebody is. Like, no, you know, so it's not, it is, you do need the fundamentals, but you also need time to do it exactly how you would play in a game. So, like, playing a game, you know?
I feel like
everybody don't dribble.
Everybody doesn't dribble. But in high school, people dribble. What? It's like no shot clock for real. That's the reason why people be dribbling.
It was a shot clock, wasn't it?
Like,
it was after on video games.
I mean, you got a certain amount of time to cross half court, and
It's at cross half court. It's 8 seconds to cross half court,
and if you can't just sit up there and dribble, like, I feel like I remember a 5 count. If you just sitting at the top, just dribbling, depending on how much time it's, I don't know, it'd be weird. I'm not a referee.
I'm not either, but I can't remember. I can't, for whatever reason, if I'm not mistaken, I don't believe there was an actual shot clock in high school. I mean, of course, there was the time, so that you know how much time was left. But like actual, like 24 seconds, I don't think we had 24 seconds. I think we might have had more. If it was anything, it was more than 24 seconds, but...
I don't know what type of D leagues you guys are in.
crazy disrespectful.
So, you know, I ain't play basketball, so I don't know. We ain't had no shot clock in soccer.
Word.
Had a full 90 minutes.
I had no shot clock in track either.
Definitely did.
Actually, I did. I had a certain amount of time to jump.
Oh, yeah.
Word. I think it was like 60 seconds when you start. Less people that it is, the more time you got.
Yeah.
Or they say, you're not about to waste our time getting prepped. You better go ahead and jump. Go ahead and jump.
I will say, in track, I did feel like there was some exercises that wasn't going it didn't feel like it was benefiting me.
Running.
Yes, that specifically didn't feel like it was gonna help.
Saying running is not gonna help you track is hilarious. What?
My knees is already on the decline.
That's like saying, yeah, I just feel like shooting a basketball is not gonna help me become a better basketball player. I don't know. Just something about it.
We should have done some more meditation. More stretching. Yoga, perhaps. You know? Nah, I mean, it involved what I was gonna name involved running. So. But, I did it, though. My knees were already on the decline, though. So.
It was our diet.
It definitely was our diet. Because, like, my knees, you never felt better.
Word. and y'all wasn't doing y'all reverse slides. Sleds.
What is a reverse slide?
Reverse sleds. Gotta get your knees. And
I actually used to like the sleds.
They're great for your knees.
I never did them.
I ain't doing them in high school. I did them in college.
Yeah, apparently they're great for your knees, because especially with like basketball, it's not a high contact, but there's a word for when your knees, when you jump, and I can't remember.
Impact
sport when it comes to your knees.
Mm.
So that's why I like a lot of older basketball players. They be
wobbly.
Yeah, wobbly.
I didn't know that.
Right, so apparently reverse sleds helps with knee pain.
Nobody told me that. They told me to wear heels.
I learned that from TikTok University.
A word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't learn that. I definitely did not learn that.
They said wearing heels helps your knees?
Yeah.
Helps your ankles.
It was supposed to, like, help my...
So wearing heels?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about, like, running heels.
No, like Coach Corbin told me.
Wearing heels to help your knees?
What's going on?
Wearing heels helps your knees.
I'm trying to figure out
the correlation. He had an explanation behind it. I just can't remember it.
Your kneecaps?
Yeah.
My knee just cracked. Just doing that.
I feel like it'll help your calf. Maybe you're talking about it strengthens.
Yeah, like strengthen the stuff.
Or you just do some leg exercises.
Reverse sleds. Reverse sleds. Come on.
Hey, do I tell me about the reverse sleds?
Put it back. Walk backwards. That's how, whenever I hear the song, I'm walking, that's how I imagine the pace.
You're doing slides?
That's the pace that I imagine them walking. Just.
I'm walking.
They're not walking fast. Not speed walking.
I'm walking. Yeah. Cause I know that Jake's the.
That's how I imagine it in my head.
So how fast they walk at that point?
No, it's not even. It's not even like they pick up the pace for us. It's more like a little. They doing a little Bobby Shmurda.
Oh, they stopped walking.
That could have been. That could be because when I was a kid, I used to walk like that. I used to just. That's the disrespect. I didn't walk like that. Because I had my headphones on. I used to think everything was a music video, so I was walking down the street
to the beat.
Yeah, to the beat.
And they're like, Jake!
My neighbors probably was looking at me crazy, like, what this? Hey, come look at this. Look at this boy.
Y'all ever seen the speed walking race?
Yo, the speed walking race. Not in person. That's hilarious. Every time I think about that, I think about the Chris Paul commercial.
Chris Paul?
Where he was a speed walker. It was like a State Farm commercial. Oh, where he was like, would y'all support me if I changed careers? And he was.
I think I saw that.
But when you do it, all I see is like a gerbil, like it's like a gerbil, like type of bobblehead dancing thingy, and it just be funny, like
a gerbil.
Disrespectful. I'm not saying you
this
look
is
like
my
a
last episode.
You said we was in the D League.
I ain't say you look like a gerbil. But when you do it, in my head, I see like a little toy and like the head and the lower half go this way. And the body, like the torso, go this way. It's like broken in half. So it's like.
like a Spanish like dancing.
Like the little bobblehead. The hula dancing one. Yeah,
hula. Mm-hmm.
I might be thinking about.
I can't even see.
I don't know what that was.
I was going in circles.
You doing the pizza?
Oh. That should be a dance.
It shouldn't be. Actually, it probably was a dancing hitch. That's one of the dances Will Smith told him to not do. He said, yeah, no, your hands is...
I'm going to bring that dance back. I'm going to be in my 70s. I'm going to be in my 70s on stage like, y'all know this dance. Do the pizza. Hey. Do the pizza. Hey.
It's better for me to
let it go now. Hold on, Urge.
Ooh. That was a toughie.
I didn't need y'all to laugh. I was laughing. Y'all, I did not entertain y'all. I'm serious. I'm so serious. Y'all watch when I turn 70. For those who are just listening, I'm doing the pizza dance.
Ah, that was actually funny.
Lord have mercy. Pizza dancing.
Yeah, that was a good one. I'm not going to forget this. I might.
I got a topic change, though.
You didn't have to announce it.
I had a question as well. That was still on topic.
Oh, you can go first.
I was going to say, did y'all... Are you sure you remember it? I just wanted to make sure. I
got 2020. Remember?
Oh.
I was like, what that... Say, first of all, you don't. And say, what does that got to do with the...
I got 2020 memory.
I get it. Did y'all have a specific song that felt like it was a soundtrack for your life when you were, like, in high school or middle school?
Live from the 504, it's Mr. Crazy Float, jumping like a bungee, no rope, even in the dungeon night.
Yeah. Anything.
Yeah. Anything way. What?
Lions and Tigers and Bears.
That's crazy.
By Dexter Sullivan.
That's crazy.
Was I actually going through that? No. But I felt like I identified with it.
I had different ones for different years in school. Like, I think 8th grade, it probably would have been, like, Let the Beat Build by Wayne. Because I remember, I don't know why, I just loved that song back then. I was like, this
fine. Like everybody did.
And
I did.
In 7th grade, what was happening? What was 7th grade? It probably might have been a Trey Songz or Life Jennings. Life Jennings. So,
why you listen to Life Jennings?
Hey, man, you don't got to do that. I was an old soul.
Life Jennings was good.
It was. Back then? What?
It must be nice.
I was like, that's...
Man, another song.
That's good.
Must be twice.
You know, I'll be thinking, like, it pop, like, if I name people that I like, and they ask me, what's your favorite song? Or I'll be like, oh, yeah, Fire album or something like that. And they're like, what's your favorite song on the album? I'm not going to be able to answer that question. I'm like, I like them all.
Yeah. I mean, like, if last night when I said, "Hey, love your music," to
Paco
from the Wall, if he would have asked me, "Oh, Lord, what's your favorite song?"
The one when you was sitting down, like, with your family and y'all sang together. I like the harmony. Hold
on, like, if I didn't have that house, that, you know, would satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Satisfied. There we go. Like, yeah, your part was fire. The harmonies.
I need y'all to get it together.
I mean, you know, I have people who will be in my top five. I don't know the favorite song. I know the words and when they come on, but the name of the song, like, to actually name the song, it's tough.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
To go back to before, to earlier, and I don't even remember my songs.
Yeah, and then, you know, that's also fair because people's songs don't have the titles of songs don't always end up being in the lyric, so, like, Genuine Differences.
How that song go? All I'm hearing is in those jeans.
That's all I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's not in those jeans. Is
that's not in those jeans, right? Yeah,
that's all I hear.
Oh my goodness, Differences. How does it go now? Now y'all even threw out a bunch of different songs that I can't remember. Hold on, it's the main one that everybody be singing. The It's gonna bother me.
Oh, I'm Pony? Tell
no.
me what you want.
Differences. Y'all know Differences.
My I know the song Life Has Changed.
That's Differences?
Yes.
Since you came in. I knew back then.
Yeah.
You were the intuition. I'm so in love, so deep in love.
When did he say differences?
Not at all in that song. But I'm to be like you made my life complete. Oh, she was the differences. So. Yeah, he talking about how stuff has changed since she came into his life.
My whole life. That's all he had to do was my whole life.
My whole life is different. My whole life is different.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
So but I definitely get that. I mean, I don't be remembering that. I don't be remembering the lyrics half the time now. And it's some songs that I remember the lyrics. And then there's some songs that I used to know the lyrics to that I don't know. And I used to know the title, but I don't know. And sometimes I just be like, what is this?
What are those?
But,
my question was about yesterday. You went to Beats and Ballads. If y'all went up there, what song was y'all singing?
My whole life has... No, I'm playing. I would have sang that. What song would I have sung? I wouldn't have sung no Beyonce. I know that.
I probably would have sang Diary or a couple of Forevers. Just because those are the two most recent songs that aren't by me that I've done.
Man.
That I've practiced.
What about there singing, I want to be a mighty king.
And it's wild because I feel like everybody would have joined in.
Like,
soon.
I just can't wait to be king.
Hey, hey. Yeah.
Afrobeats. Afrobeats.
Yeah.
But it does not. I have no idea. An actual song? I mean, it might have been Mario, might have been Jamie Foxx, might have been Stevie Wonder.
I would have went up there.
Jacquees it out.
I probably would have Jacquees it out. I might have sang some Rod Wave, tell him just follow me. I'm gonna bring y'all in one at a time. I just need you to do the drummer, that's it. And then you just do your thing on the keys after I start. I don't know what I'll probably be like. Green light. Everybody don't feel right.
I was trying to figure out. I was like, what is he singing?
He looked at me.
I was like, give me the green light. That's not like John Legend. That's not Rod. Is that Rod? He said Rod or John. Did I say something?
Yeah, I would have figured something out. Yeah, please, I would
Nah, you would have went up there and been like, oh.
It's gonna be down, girl. It is going down. Your body saying, oh.
The other option that that I'm thinking of now.
I was saying
that. The other option that I'm thinking of now that I probably wouldn't think of on the spot would be, I put your picture on my mirror. Stop the blush when somebody says your name.
Come on.
And my stomach is a pain. See you walk in my direction. I go the other way.
I'm nervous.
Start to stutter when I speak. Try to sing, but my knees got weak.
She played at high impact sports.
Right. I would probably do that. I feel like, yeah. But it's certain songs that I know the words to when the song is playing. But if the song not playing, like the actual song with the lyrics, I'll be like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah. Is there a song that y'all can sing if your life depended on it?
Oh.
Like the whole song?
Whole song.
The sound
from the opening.
From the root of the tongue?
Yeah, from
Diary.
Oh. Like you gotta be able to do the backgrounds, everything. You gotta be from front to back. Somebody like, hey, I'm pushing you off this cliff if you don't sing this song.
Diary. A couple of fun.
Alright, songs that you didn't practice singing.
Dang, that I know front to back.
Letter for love. Lonely love.
Not your own, not not your own song. Somebody else, not one of our songs.
They all got the same.
A general song. I'm surprised you ain't saying nothing, Michael. Or nothing.
Oh, no, I'm trying to figure out which one I still remember every single
word. ABC. Mm-hmm. I don't even know that. I'll be like, ABC is easy. It's like counting up the. Oh!
No!
I'm gonna say three!
Say three!
You're like, you didn't start at the beginning! You skipped the beginning!
I was just joking!
That's funny.
I would probably say.
Oh! Let me tell you, girl. And I think I can do How Do I Breathe, Mario. Mm. Or Let Me Love You.
Listen, depending on what time period of my life, you know, even though he's a trash individual. If this
trash.
Was, no, I wasn't gonna say trash. I was gonna say if it had to be done back in maybe like in the sixth, fifth grade when he was doing Trapped in the Closet.
I would have been able to give you a chat.
What you need? 1 through 5?
Right, I got 5 episodes. I got you.
Exclusive.
But yeah, now I can't.
I would probably be able to do Remember Time.
With the dances.
If I gotta do the dances, I'm getting pushed off.
Oh,
off.
Oh, wait.
You better. Do a piece of dance. Distract them. Land of lost souls.
Oh man, that's what a way.
What else would I be able to do?
Man, I probably would have done the theme song to
Everywhere.
Oh, that would have been somebody who needs. Come on. But I would have did that, or I would have did Now This Is a Story.
You know the full song?
It's more than that?
Yes.
You
know what?
Yeah,
that is. Song is long.
Yeah. Oh, that song that I probably would have did was
Ludacris. Summertime.
Use a whole. I do every word. You doing whole activities and whole tendencies. He using words like hoes are your friends, hoes are your enemies. But whole energy to do what you do, blue what you blew, screw what you screw. Yeah, actually, at that part, I probably would have got pushed off because it's a little part that, like DJ Clue, on your coat, pulling on your coattail.
I would probably do Lovers and Friends. I know those
guys. He was practicing in the mirror.
Sometimes I want to be your love.
Sometimes I want to be your friend. Uh-huh. Sometimes I want to hug you.
Hold hands all day while the record spin.
Actually, I probably would have got pushed off because there's a couple parts that I'll be mumbling through too. Yeah. And then I'll get to the right word. But if I say it fast enough,
I'll get my tongue open. Oh man.
And I would do You're Gonna Love Me from Dreamgirls. Yeah,
I would do Whoa by the Light of the Silvery Moon. I wanna croon
spoon.
Well,
I wanna croon. Wait, no, he did say, I want a spoon, a little honey, a spoon.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, we both would have got pushed off. Like, I don't know who's right, so.
Oh, yeah. Random also.
What else? I don't know.
I wake up, pray to God, and say some affirmations.
That's my song.
Yo, man.
I would probably definitely try to do some Michael Jackson, though.
I'm surprised you ain't choose any Wayne.
It'd be little words that
the little words be getting.
Yeah, the little ones.
It's just be little words, but then after his songs be long.
Yeah.
Pause. Like the songs that I actually like that I could get a good ways through. But maybe live from the 504. It's Mr. Crazy Flow jumping like a bungee, no rope. Even in the dungeon, I glow whipping it on. Money, I go. Nah. Even
you sound like you. I'm really
actually. I think I could do Go DJ.
Go DJ. Yeah,
I could get a Go DJ.
I couldn't do that one. I used to.
Like a lot of songs that I used to be able to do, I don't know if I would be able to do them today.
Yeah, because you know, there was a time where if you would have asked me in college, because of how much we were listening to Anderson .Paak, I would have had some Anderson .Paak in there.
Heart don't stand a chance.
Come on, just, but now, I went back and listened to a few months ago, and I was like, why don't I remember this line? I know this. That's what he said, and it's just too many songs. Too many songs. But I might go. I might have to go, Michael.
Whose song is Heaven Only Knows?
I'm feeling
like it's Common.
Yeah, it's either Common or it's John Legend that's singing that, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it is.
You know what song I would have been able to do too?
Or, give me the green light.
I ain't know all the words to that. It was a couple people's verses. I just didn't care if I learned the words.
I want to be green light. I want
to
see
when if they asked me to do that part.
It's gonna be right.
I would do that. And Andre 3000 part. I'll be good. After that,
It's John Legend had the hook.
You know, the song that I would have been able to do in the past would have been, now let him just 10 years old.
I would have done Slick Rick.
Slick Rick?
Had a Slick Rick, little bedtime.
Yeah. I might be able to do that.
Little bedtime story, please, please. Yeah. All right, you kids get to bed, I'll get to start.
Oh, yeah. He would have did the whole video.
They're all tucked in.
Yeah.
Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow,
when all the world and just
there was a little boy who was misled by another little boy. This is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making a dash.
I forgot about job.
The money came with ease, but one couldn't. It's like he had a disease.
He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. He tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover.
They came out
I don't know these words.
Like the whole song?
Yeah, that's tough. I'd be surprised when I be getting my words right.
I'm trying to think outside of I wouldn't be able to do Slick Rick right now. I would miss a pocket. I would definitely miss a pocket, or I would flip where a certain stuff would be. I'm like, wait. Ah, that's where it's supposed to be at, and I would just
I'm like, no, it was my accent. Yeah. It was
my accent. I feel like maybe with just about everybody's songs, I might be like that right now.
Besides Diary, a couple of albums.
Because I practice those. He said, I can't, the ones that I don't practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I put my bitch on. Oh, just a friend. We just saying that. So yeah, I would be fine with that. And I almost said one wish. I'm being pushed off the car.
It's my favorite. I'm to get you right back in.
You
said it
out. You know, you were calling me, kissing me. You don't tell me no. Let me hold you.
Chris Brown and Ciara, the video. I ain't watched the whole thing.
Chris Brown, Ciara got a song out?
Oh,
I had no idea.
Yeah, when
it sounds kind of good.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Bow Wow. See, I was like, I could have.
I ain't never let nobody show me all the things that you done show me.
You would have got pushed off already.
You know, if you don't get it, read that.
What? I ain't never had nobody show me all the things that you done show me in a special way. You said, I ain't never let nobody show me.
I ain't never had nobody show me all the things that you done show me in a special way I've been with you. Yeah, I got. Come on. Grew up on that.
I think I could do an Usher song. Whatever song. Actually, I was thinking of
The Devil Is Alive. Wouldn't have made it. The Devil Is Alive. Oh!
Yo, if they had to pick the song, like you pick the artist and then they pick the song, I'm done for.
Yeah.
I'm done for. Dang. That's wild.
Yeah, that's
The devil is alive. Catch that. That's funny. The devil. Oh my
God. I remember that. I remember.
That would have done some 50 Cent. Go, Sean.
I don't know none of the verses.
I might have been able to get y'all 50 Cent.
In the club. Yeah, in the club. I might have been able to get in the club, but.
Maybe Wangsta.
Not the verses right now. The hook.
Oh, yeah, not right now.
Yeah, I was going to say the hook I can. And at the time, Many Men.
Wish life upon me, love in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm just trying to be what I'm destined to be, and Jesus gonna bless my life today.
Come on. Join life, bro. Come on over to life, bro.
And sow a seed below.
But yeah, I would have been out. I've been out. I can't do it. Can I do any rappers? I want to say Busta Rhymes, but
I'd probably do Trey Songz song too.
I'd be like, woo-ha, woo-ha. That's it. In the past, I might have been able to do some Nicki Minaj. Mixtape Nicki. Yeah, the original.
I was going to fight with the
white. I was going to say the original itty bitty picky, I would have been able to do. Not the radio edit, but what we found on LimeWire.
What she fed the streets.
Yeah. That's just what we do. I mean, we wear stray jackets.
That's wild.
The fact that she said is like, that's a real wild statement. Like, what? It worked. But
it's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hospital bam. Those in the lockers down. Straight like a creep. I hear you looking.
That you blinds made me laugh so much. I hear you looking. I was like, well, I hear you looking.
I'll be looking real loud. Be blinking. I'll be hearing it. What you gotta do?
Got
on a safe straight jacket, so I didn't got twitch. You know?
Is that right?
It's part of the character. No?
My business.
Oh, man.
Man.
I think I had better luck acting out a scene from a movie than.
I definitely would have way better luck acting out a scene from a movie. Yeah, you said ATL. What movie would you do?
They gotta be something from Rush Hour.
Okay.
Sweet Young!
Yeah, it would definitely would have been Rush Hour.
What would I do?
50 million in the 20s, 50 million in the 10s. You want any fives with that?
But yeah.
I would probably do a Tyler Perry play.
Let's get a snippet.
Right now?
Mm hmm.
I would love to, but all that I'm hearing in my head is Dreamgirls.
We are Dreamgirls.
All I'm hearing right now is like, when Jennifer Hudson was like, Jamie Foxx was like, Effie, you were supposed to, and then Jennifer Hudson was like, love me. You were supposed to love me. That's all I hear. Yeah, that's all I'm hearing. I be acting a little bit every now and then, here and there. Just a teens. Book me. Serious inquiries only.
Never seen this side of you.
But yeah, y'all got any final thoughts on music, movies?
Practice.
Recording.
Franchise player. Talk about practice.
That was a scene as well. Great acting.
Yeah, I probably would have been able to get some Denzel too.
Oh, yeah.
From that one, nobody talked to me directly.
I'm able to get some Denzel as well.
Nope, you gotta work on this then. What other movie I would do?
Yeah, I would do ATL.
I don't know why my mind is just going blank. What movies have I watched?
ATF. I would've let your ass go to foster care. I wouldn't be in this mess. Oh, in that driveway. See women rolling through. Man, that's your fault. No, it's because don't no woman with no man with two dumbass kids and no money. I'm a janitor. A janitor. A janitor. Maybe if I would have let y'all asses go to foster care, maybe I wouldn't be in this mess. What? See?
Uncle George, Uncle George. He's like, all right, he's safe, he's safe.
What about you? Ooh, ooh.
Oh, man. So y'all? So y'all? So y'all? So y'all? So y'all? Don't doubt, don't doubt. That's all I got right now.
We are dream girls.
Right. That's all I got. Dang, I'm really trying to... Y'all, give me a movie.
Pepsi.
Pepsi?
It's a brand name.
I stand by it.
I guarantee it. Can't remember the restaurant now.
I said, give me a movie. You start acting.
Pardon, pardon me, pardon me. Let's give me... Deception. Discretion.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta come back with to y'all later.
You got nothing from Anastasia?
Like, my mind is literally just blank. I have songs.
We are dreamers.
Money will make you happy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are dreamers. Money will always care. My voice is going out. Cut.
Cut the check.
Cut.
Well, there's nothing else to be said.
Yeah, I got nothing else.
I greatly appreciate y'all for chilling with us, vibing with us another day in the office. Great Area Podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to like the live and share the live.
Like the live.
Like the pod.
Share the pod.
Right.
Again, if you're not following the podcast, subscribe. Hit that bell below.
Ding.
If you want to stay up to date on all of our content and also get exclusive content, join that Patreon. It's $3 a month, as low as $3 a month. But you can vibe with the good people of the great area. You can be a part of the great area. Shift the conversation. Great vibes, great energy, great people. You know, we're just doing amazing things here, and you should be the first to know. So stay blessed, stay black, people, peace and love. And so,
adios!
Yeah. Oh, that was good. Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Word.
It's the Gray Area family.
Holy hot dream.
I could have been the Proud family.
Dream girls.
The dance.
Dream girls. Family.
Whitney would always be tight.
Come on, I would have been.
You would always be tight. Family every single day and night.
Would have been out here.
He been little so to act like a fool.
I would have been. We you are the old tools. And know yourself. Know your worth.
Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.